Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the Lord for this wonderful day, the eighth day of the month of March, year 2021. We give God the glory for the opportunity to see another beautiful day. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate God, worship Him, adore His name, give Him glory. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast, prophetic decree broadcast that comes up every midnight. Very important program that you cannot afford to miss. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this platform. And I pray that God Almighty will visit you. The finger of heaven shall promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. You can also share it with your friend so that they can also enjoy this program. They can also be a beneficiary of what God has been doing in this program. I decree that God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, will arrest every evil of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life today that the garment of favor shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The purpose of God shall be fulfilled in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Any curse in your family line that has limited you, the curse shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the Almighty God shall lift you high above all the level of your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you have been rejected, you shall be accepted. Where the enemy has blown you down, you will rise up now and you begin to do exploit in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall give you victory. God shall give you power to overcome your enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, few days ago, I started with this teaching, cutting off evil link. Cutting off evil link. And we read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35. We saw the story of Jehoshaphat and Amaziah. And we saw that Jehoshaphat went into relationship with Amaziah. He went into agreement with Amaziah. And this caused a problem for Jehoshaphat. When we are talking about evil link, we are talking about some things that our ancestors have agreed with the devil, have agreed with idols. And they have been serving the idol, they have been in that relationship. By the time we are born from this family, our spiritual umbilical cord is tied down to that evil that our parents had committed. Also, it's tied down to commitment that our parents have made with the devil. And then by the time you are born again as a child of God, you have been given grace and power to cut off that very particular evil link. You know, when a child is born, we cut the placenta away physically so that the link and the bond between that child and the mother is cut off. So evil link is a bond between us and the evil ancestral powers. Evil link is a bond between us and the idol that our ancestors worship. Evil link is that thing that brings the flow of evil thing that our ancestral fathers have done into our lives. So evil link is just like a rope that is linking us and that is collecting information, collecting all evil into our lives. So through evil link, you see the evil flow coming to the life of someone who was not there when the link was established. But today, listen to me very well. Today, by the time you surrender your life to Jesus, and you agree to serve the Lord, you have been given the power as a sons of God to break that evil link. Because through evil link, many, many people will not be able to rise above their present level. We need to break evil link. Evil link makes it possible for evil flow from our roots to move into our lives. But when we cut the link off, that evil cannot move into our life again. Evil link make it possible for all the evil done on the family altar, family evil altar, to flow into our life. That is why you see some family, when a child is born, you will see them making incision on the head and the body of that child, linking that child with ancestral powers, linking that child with the idols of the family line, linking that child with all the evil that that family has been doing. Because as soon as that thing also is done, it serves as a linkage between that child and the evil and the wickedness of his father's house. But we can be free. We can be delivered. We can be liberated. We can be set free. Well, if we call upon the name of the Lord and cut off this evil link, all negative ancestral covenants shall be broken. All inherited bondage shall be broken. Do you know that it is through this evil link that inherited bondages are passed into our life? It is through this evil link that ancestral spirit husbands are passed into our life. It is through this evil link that most of the things we are not aware, they are passed into our life. And they become a bondage in our life. They become a yoke in our life. Because there is a link between our life, fresh life, and the evil idol of our father's house. Until the link is broken. If the link is not broken, every evil can be easily flowed into the life of the person. That is the assignment we are here to do. Beloved, if you are listening to me and you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin unto him. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to deliver you. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. The Lord has ministered to you right now. And I pray for you that the Lord will touch your heart and there will be deliverance in Jesus' name. Beloved, we are going to pray some prayers. These prayers are to break evil link. These prayers are to scatter the link of darkness. You are going to shout loud and clear. Don't forget what the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that is hung on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we get breakthrough through Jesus Christ. We get our blessing through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is that link that link us to the blessing that the enemy has stolen from us. Jesus Christ is that link that link us to the kingdom of heaven where we can have our blessing restored. I pray now that every evil link that is linking us to the evil of our father's house, every evil link that is linking us to the wickedness of our father's house, we command that link to be broken by fire, to be broken by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer aggressively. As you pray this prayer, you will notice a lot of total relief in your life because the breakthrough that has eluded you will begin to locate you. You need to pray this prayer very well. Say, every inherited bondage in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited bondage in my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited bondage in my life, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, any problem transfer into my life from the womb. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem transfer into my life from the womb. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem transfer into my life from the womb. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Any problem transfer into my life from the womb. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to bring out your oil. If you have a bottle of oil, very good. If you don't have, if you have a bottle of water, very good. If you don't have a bottle of oil, a bottle of water. If you have any cloth like a mantle, handkerchief, they're very good. Heavenly Father, I command that these items of faith will carry the power of deliverance. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall envelope this oil, this water, and this mantle. The power of God shall soak this mantle in the blood of Jesus. Soak the blood of Jesus. Soak the water in the blood of Jesus. The oil shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus Christ. The power of deliverance, the power of healing shall enter right away in the name of Jesus. Shall enter into the oil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to take that oil. Anoint your belly button generously. Very well. Put the oil there. Very well. Hey. Yes. Now you put your finger on that belly button and you pray this prayer. That belly button is the link between you and the ancestral powers. It's where evil flow get into your body. That very place you are touching is a gate that is open to your life. You are going to pray very loud and clear. Say, any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In Jesus' name, pray. That prayer you have prayed is very important. I advise you to take your time and pray that prayer for 3 days. Spend 15 minutes on that prayer alone. We're going to pray that prayer again. Still touch your navel. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, transfer into my life from the womb. In Jesus' name. Say, any battle that enter into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any battle that enter into my life from the womb. In the name of Jesus. Any battle that enter into my life from the womb. In Jesus' name. Take the oil now and anoint your head. And you shout loud and clear, the consequence of evil incision on my head, break in the name of Jesus. The consequence of evil incision upon my head, break in the name of Jesus. The consequence of evil incision on my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your chest area, anoint it very well. Say the consequence of evil mark in my body. In the name of Jesus, the consequence of evil mark in my body. In the name of Jesus, the consequence of evil mark in my body. In the name of Jesus, the consequence of evil mark in my body. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your two hands. And you shout loud and clear. Say, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself. 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 In Jesus' foundational bondage, break. In the name of Jesus, foundational bondage, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, anoint your legs now. Thank you, Jesus. Say, every inherited disease in my legs, in the name of Jesus, every inherited disease in my legs, there, in the name of Jesus, every inherited disease in my legs, there, in the name of Jesus, every inherited disease in my legs, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, I decree today that as many people that have prayed these prayers, you shall be a bigger bundle of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a woman listening to us there. I command the embargo upon your life to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, there's somebody that has received a lot of disappointment in marriage. I decree right now that disappointment is stopped permanently today in the name of Jesus Christ. The garment of battle shall be roasted, shall be roasted, shall be roasted, shall be roasted, shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the Lord will bless you and the Lord will grant you favor. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, they shall be blessed in a new dimension with twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business shall move to the next level. Glory of God shall cover our life. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, wonderful Jesus. In case you want to get across to us, you can send your information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel.